All right, joining us now is your George Mason Patriots men's basketball assistant head coach, Dewan Simpkins. Thanks for joining us today, Coach.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. How's it going? How's your day going?
Going well. Guys are getting back here on campus and everything, so we're just trying to get all prepared for those guys.
Yeah? You guys ready for the season to kick off?
No, not quite ready for the season yet, but we're going to take our baby steps, and we'll get back to the get back on the hardwood next week and start workouts with our guys, and then we'll probably start full practices in the next 3 or 4 weeks or so.
Well, that's what we love to hear here at Mason Nation, and we hope that, you know, the team does really well this year. I actually had an opportunity to meet you last semester. If you remember, I think you were a guest speaker for Brandon Parker's class, his sports writing and reporting. Yeah, and I just so happened to be absent that day, and I was actually looking forward to it. But I'm glad I got you on now, and he's, you know, moved on and done better and better things. I think he's got the new position as the communications manager for the NFLPA, so kudos to him. But anyway, let's kick things off and let's talk about some Mason hoops. We know last year was the first year of the Coach David Paulson era, and you guys had a pretty, you know, disappointing year with some good key wins in there. You know, going 11-21 total. So, talk to me about what you guys are trying to do this year. I know you guys lost a big name player in Siobhan Thompson, arguably one of your best rebounders on the team. So what is the team looking like heading into this year? What are reasonable expectations? Why should Mason Nation tune in and watch the basketball team this year?
Well, first and foremost, the thing that we've identified when we got here last spring was changing the culture. You know, having more accountability for our guys and having them be, obviously, we want them to be great students. We want them to be great, the best students that they can be, whether that's a B, whether it's a C+, you know, trying to maximize their potential in the classroom. And then among the community, making sure that they're involved. You know, we had a number of community service outreach programs and making sure that they're being receptive to the rest of the student body on campus and not. It's very easy as a student athlete. You know, I can attest to it. Being a former student athlete is being in your own bubble, so to speak. You know, those guys have a really full schedule. And it's very easy to just gravitate to your own teammates and everything. So we wanted to really, really make it important for our guys to make sure that they're being available to the student body and being involved in baseball and volleyball and going to different matches, which those guys did a great job of last year. So changing the culture was the first and foremost, and then secondly, we had to be more skilled. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well. They haven't shot the ball well in the previous regime. That's something that we really wanted to work on fundamentally, and then also we had to recruit to that too. There was some guys that they may be very good athletes, but they can't shoot the basketball. They can't pass well. You know, those are the guys that we're not going to necessarily go after. So I think we identified some good players that are skilled as well. So those things were very important to us.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, you touched on it, and a big part of college hoops is the recruiting process, and what you guys do in the off season is just as important, if not more important, than what you guys actually do in the season, in the regular season, because it kind of, like, lays the foundation. You know, speaking on that, you know, you've been a former player. You were a former Maryland Terrapin. You played under one of the greatest college coaches in history, in Gary Williams, made the NCAA tournament three times, I think, in your career. And now being here an assistant with Dave Paulson, what are some of the main factors you look into? Actually, I'm going to ask a two-part question. What are some of the main factors you look into when you try to recruit players? I know you mentioned it's not all about the athleticism and the talent itself, but also about character. But on top of that, you lost, as I mentioned earlier, one of your top players in Siobhan Thompson. We know that Jair Greer, which is one of your top recruits here at Mason last year, is another year older. Otis Livingston is a heck of a guard coming back into this year. So what are the main factors you guys look into recruiting? And who's going to take on that? Who do you see taking on that leadership role for the team?
Well, what we look for, you hit the nail on the head with character. It's always good to see players live as opposed to on film. Some things on film you don't see. For instance, getting a chance to see, you know, when he's not shooting the ball well, he have trouble about body language? Does he respond well to criticism?
Right.
How is he with his teammates? You know, all those things are very important, because at the collegiate level, things are never always going to be perfect. You know, you're going to have your ups and downs, and you've got to be able to weather the downs in order to play well enough to maximize the good times that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then for, in terms of leadership, I mean, Otis Livingston is a guy who obviously is a very good player, but he has the DNA of being a very good leader. He's very conscious of what's going on around him, how other guys are feeling and what have you. He's a guy that is not going to tell somebody else that they can't cut a line on a sprint. He's going to be one of those guys. He's going to be out front touching every line. So we're really looking for Otis to be, even though he's only going to be a sophomore, he's going to be a guy that we're going to lean on to be a good leader for us.
All right. Absolutely. That's great to hear. And, you know, I watched Otis a lot last year, and I definitely saw him make a lot of strides as the season started to wind down. Let's talk about, you know, Coach Polson for a second. And he just received a new contract extension until, I believe, 2021. So I just want to say congratulations to him.
Yep.
You, as I mentioned earlier, you played under one of the best coaches in history in college hoops, and Gary Williams. So tell me, does Coach Polson have some of those similar traits to Coach Williams into becoming one of the best coaches? I know he had a great good career at Bucknell before he came to Mason. He made the NCAA tournament there in his third year at Bucknell, and so he's trying to take that success into Mason hoops. So what are some of the similarities, if any, you see between Coach Williams and Coach Polson? And do you see Coach Polson having similar to success to what Coach Larrañaga had with the program when he was able to take the team to the Final Four in 2006? And we know this is the 10-year anniversary for that Final Four run.
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach Williams was, like you said, arguably one of the best coaches in college basketball ever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things that I've always identified that Coach Williams was really good at was, you know, fundamentals, passing, cutting hard, playing defense. You know, all those are all the things that Coach Polson stresses each and every day in practice and in games, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to that, I think he does a really good job. He's a very good communicator. You know, there is no gray area. You know, there's not a time where guys don't know exactly what coach wants and how he wants it. He's very concise. He doesn't have 20 different things that we emphasize. We may emphasize four or five things on offense, four or five things on defense, and that's it. And he demands that you play hard each and every minute that you're on the court. So along those lines, those are some of the similarities between the two coaches. And as far as, you know, the future of the program, I think we're really headed in the right direction with, you know, obviously, like you said, you got to have good recruits. I think you're doing a very good job on that front. And again, just holding guys accountable. You know, I think so many people put so much emphasis on, is a guy a 3 or 4-star recruit? You know, you can win ball games, you can win championships with guys that are quote unquote 2-star recruits that buy into what it is that you're about. You know,
right.
Villanova won a national championship last year, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't have none of those guys on that team may make an NBA roster.
Right.
You know, there are a number of players at the NC States of the world, at the Floridas of the world,
mm-hmm.
the Texas Techs of the world that may have NBA players, but you know, if you don't gel it properly and have the foundation culture-wise for your program, it doesn't matter. So all those things are things that are really, really important to us.
Right.